David and Susan McAbee moved to the Brush Country about the turn of the century. They had inherited a small farm on the Devil's River between Asherton and Carrizo Springs out in Dimmitt County. Located between Laredo and Eagle Pass near the Mexican border, their little farm offered very little except hard work, long hours. But they were happy. And for a young married couple, that's all that was really important. A year later, surviving poor crops, strange, weird weather, and a bad drought, they were expecting their first child, and Susan was having a difficult pregnancy. David was terribly worried about her. When her time came, David rode to the nearby neighbors to get some help. The trip was about 10 miles round trip, but the neighbors were gracious and more than willing to help. David gave them accurate instructions on how to get to the farm and rode off into the night to get back to Susan as soon as possible. As he neared home, the horse, running at full gallop through the brush and trees, ran beneath a low-hanging limb which hit David across the face, knocking him off the horse, killing him instantly. The body would not be found till later. When the kind neighbors arrived, they didn't find David at the door. What they did find was Susan's body. She had died giving birth to the child. The child, however, was nowhere to be found. A set of bloody paw prints led them to believe that the baby had been carried off by wolves, which were known to live in the area. A search of the area found no evidence of the newborn child, but they did find David's body under the tree where he'd been killed. This is a sad, tragic story, but was a typical tale of the Old West. What made the story so ironic was that hunters, some 10 years later, reported seeing a naked child running with a pack of wolves out near the Devil's River. Long blonde hair, matted with mud and twigs, and naked as a jaybird. This was the way she was described. Could this be the McAbee child? Stories of children raised by wolves were common in the old country. Tongues wagged. Gossip. Bah. Who'd believe this nonsense? A search party was organized, and two different groups went out to search both sides of the Devil's River. A wolf pack was startled while feeding on the remains of a deer and bolted. There was the female child right in the middle of the pack. At first she ran on all fours, but then she got up and ran on 2 feet like a human. The wolves scattered, but she was captured when she ran into a blind canyon. Screaming and growling like an animal, she fought and scratched, trying to bite her captors. She was bound hand and foot and gagged and thrown over the back of a horse. Taken to an abandoned hunter's cabin, she was released and put into a windowless storage shed, where she continued to snarl and growl like a wild beast. As darkness fell, the wolves gathered and began to howl. From the storage shed, the child began to howl in return. The wolves would become quiet as though listening to her, and then they would begin howling again. The men thought the wolves were really trying to communicate with the child. Suddenly, as on command, the wolves attacked the horses, and the men ran out of the cabins with guns blazing and screaming like banshees. The alpha wolf, the dominant male, lunged against the rotten wood of the old storage shed while his mate chewed on the leather hinges of the door. Between the two of them, they managed to free the child, and they all ran off into the darkness. Several years later, a young woman was seen running with a pair of wolf cubs on the Mexican side of the border, described as being naked with long blonde hair matted with mud and twigs. Many believed it was the same wolf child that had been captured years before. Attempts to track her down were fruitless. She had become wily with adolescence, and no one could get close to her. The howling always made people nervous before all of this happened, but now the sound made everybody cautious, and only a few brave men would venture out at night. Hunters and trappers set out to capture this creature, and cruel attempts were made to trap and destroy all the wolves in the area. A bounty was paid for every wolf hide brought into the Dimmitt County Courthouse. The thinking was that with the wolves completely eradicated, they would eventually find the girl and bring her back to civilization. It just didn't quite happen that way. One weekend, in late October, Charlie Mansell was hunting out on the Devil's River by himself when he noticed a rather large, light-colored wolf watching him from across the river, sitting in a clump of bushes on the other side. As he moved upstream, the wolf would move upstream. As he moved back downstream, the wolf did the same on the other side. When he moved, the wolf would move. Curious, he watched the animal for several hours, and the wolf stared back from its vantage point across the river. It was a beautiful animal, and something about the eyes fascinated him. They were almost human, crafty, alert, warm, sensitive, compassionate. These are the words he used to describe what he thought he saw in the wolf's eyes. Well, friends hunted with Charlie from time to time, and when they heard him talk about his wolf, they told him about the Maccabee incident and the wolf child. Charlie didn't believe it was true, but something about his wolf made him more curious. He decided to trap the wolf. Setting a trap near the spot where he had seen the animal the first time, he waded back across the river to wait. He'd covered the trap lightly with leaves and twigs, and it was well hidden. In the middle of the night, he heard a howl of the wolf, but it was not the usual howl. This was a howl of pain. In the moonlight, he waded back across the river and finally located the trap. There was no wolf to be seen, but in the trap was the forepaw of an animal. As animals often do when trapped, this creature had gnawed off its own foot to escape the cruel trap. But the wolf itself was nowhere to be found. According to the story, the next morning, as soon as it was light, Charlie checked the trap again. What he found was not a wolf's paw, but a human hand. People in the area still talk about old Charlie. He wanders the woods at night along Devil's River, always searching for the elusive three-footed wolf that still howls and prowls the back country. What do you believe?